Momentum has shifted in favor of the anti-Israeli resistance axis and against Israel itself in the ongoing crisis in Syria. That was the essence of Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah's message in a long interview with the Lebanese daily As-Safir. Sayed Hassan said that the danger of the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad falling no longer exists. He added that there is developments on the ground in Syria are a cause of concern for Israel, which itself has expressed fears regarding the battlefield experience Hezbollah has gained in Syria.
With Hezbollah as being part of the conflict, this has created a major shift for the Israelis, because the Israelis take into consideration a lot the power of Hezbollah, and they've been confronted lately in the 2006 war, and they have seen what the Hezbollah is capable of doing. So with Hezbollah being a main component of the conflict, things will change.
Sayed Hassan also announced that Hezbollah was the one behind the attack on an Israeli military patrol in the occupied Shaba farms last month, in which 4 Israeli soldiers were wounded. He said this came in response to an Israeli air raid that had earlier targeted a Hezbollah military base in a Lebanese border area with Syria. He also described any possible Israeli war on Lebanon in the near future as unlikely.
Once Hezbollah got into the Syrian conflict and had access to the Golan Heights, now that's a new shift in the military equation with Israel, because now Hezbollah has more ground to fight, has more than one front to confront the Israelis.
Israel has said time and again that it supports the downfall of Bashar al-Assad, as it would deal a huge blow to Iran and Hezbollah. But what appears to be happening is that both Hezbollah and Iran have gained strength with the ongoing developments on the ground in Syria, and also that Bashar al-Assad's ties to both are even stronger than they were before. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.